Good day from Wall Street. This is Juan Costello, senior analyst with the Wall Street Reporter. Joining us today is Chuck Provini, president and CEO of NatCore Technology. The company trades on the TSX Venture, and the ticker symbol is NXT. Thanks for joining us today, Chuck.
Juan, it's my pleasure. I appreciate your having me on.
Great. Anytime now. Start off by talking about the new research program at Ohio State to refine your LPD technology, and perhaps you could start off by giving us a little bit of information about the technology.
Sure. NatCore has a technology that was licensed exclusively from Rice University, and what the technology is growing thin. It's a thin film growing process that is done at room temperature without vacuum furnaces or anything like that. And what the uniqueness of it is that it's a selective process whereby we put in whatever the surfaces we're trying to grow something on. And our chemicals, our technology is that it selects from this environment what it wants to grow, not unlike like in an abalone shell, where you take an abalone shell and it's in a dirty environment, it's in water, it's in the San Francisco Bay, but it selects from that environment just what it wants and leaves behind what it doesn't. That's what our technology does. And what we're doing now with our technology is there's a lot of different applications, but the one we felt was most important was the technology in putting the anti-reflective coating on solar cells.
So
right now, the way that is put on is through a vacuum furnace at high temperatures. What we do is we put the same AR coating, anti-reflective coating, on by taking the solar cell and putting it, in essence, in a bathtub at room temperature.
Great. So, yeah, talk about some of the market trends as far as, solar power and how well-positioned the company is, not just that, but to take advantage of other trends in the market.
Well, to be very candid, solar power just doesn't work. It's
right.
Too expensive. It needs government subsidies, and it's not efficient. And what we feel our technology does will not only reduce the cost dramatically, as I explained before, just in this one portion of it, putting the anti-reflective coating, because every solar cell has to have that coating because you want to reduce the reflection of the sun. You want to capture as many rays as possible. Our technology will allow the cost to go down just by not using the furnaces, but more importantly, it will reduce the cost of polysilicon being used, because right now, the polysilicon, which is what the solar cells are made out of, has to be a certain thickness in order to survive the furnace. But since we're going to be doing the anti-reflective coating at room temperature in a bath, we can reduce that by 60%. So we can reduce the cost to make a solar panel from roughly $550 to $400. So we think that is a huge impact in the market. But even that is not important because they still don't work. The technology that you alluded to earlier that we're doing at Ohio State and at Rice University is important. That's what we're doing, is creating or beginning the technology to take our same application and create quantum dots, which would be the stepping stone to make something called tandem solar cells, where in essence you stack solar cells on top of each other. And then by doing that, we feel that we can double the efficiency of solar cells and half the cost. And that is why we think we're unique to this photovoltaic area.
Right, and it's certainly all about cost efficiency. So what else, what are some of the other factors that makes NatCore unique from some of the other players in your sector?
I think there's two things to mention, perhaps, I've heard this from analysts. The management group that we have, or the management team that we have, and I come from a Wall Street background, and I've had many, many interviews where someone would come in and say, well, we have a great management team. And I often said to myself, what does that mean? Then they'll show me a list of all these different people who are on their advisory boards. And I look at those people, and there's some pretty good names, and they're very, they're great, great resumes. But most of them don't have anything to do with the company. They're very
right.
Remotely involved. What NatCore does, we have two things. We have a group of people that came from relatively different careers. Once we identified what this technology that Professor Andy Barron invented or developed at Rice. And Dennis Flood, who worked at NASA for 30 years, kind of moved into the photovoltaic area. We basically have kind of adjusted our careers because, you know, from the business part of it, not the scientific portion of it, but from the business part of it, us three business people feel as though this will change the world. So you basically have management that is business-driven and scientists who are technology-driven. And we've had, reasonably, I wouldn't say easy, but reasonably good access to capital, so we're reasonably well capitalized.
And perhaps you can walk us through some of the background and experience of the key management team over at NatCore.
My background is after I graduated the Naval Academy, I have an engineering degree, but spent most of my career with Wall Street firms. I was the president of a company called Deke Pereira. I was the president of Ladenburg Thalmann Asset Management and a director, president of Rodman & Renshaw Asset Management. So my business has always been involved in managing companies and financing companies, et cetera. Brian London, who's the chairman, is a newsletter writer and an analyst for a lot of resource companies. Brian has been doing that and running financial seminars around the world for 20-something years. And then John Calhoun is a director. John is an investment banker, very knowledgeable in the stock market. And the three of us come to this company with a business bias, not just a scientific bias. And many times when I've been involved or introduced to technology companies, so often the scientists who are running it, who are brilliant people, kind of fall in love with the technology and forget that at some point it has to make money for the company.
Right, yeah, it's all about having that balance, between the, the stock and the actual, growth from within.
Mm-hmm.
And in terms of, can you talk a little bit about the South American selling agreement with State Capital?
Sure. State Capital is a company that was founded in 1999, and it was founded by a team of brokers who worked for me when I was at Ladenburg Thalmann. They were the principals and leaders of that group were from Italy. They had a lot of experience and a lot of clients in Italy as well as in South America, and they moved away from the stock brokerage type business into the investment banking business. So their market right now is finding companies that want to buy or sell each other and kind of doing the transaction to put them two of them together. I worked with them for many years on a lot of different projects. In fact, I'm a director of that company. And what we had to develop with that group was not just salespeople, but analysts that really did understand the ins and outs of what operations and manufacturing and what ran companies. So State Capital has a group of roughly 30 multilingual analysts stationed in Brazil who NatCore will utilize to help put together joint ventures throughout South America with respect to our technology or just to sub-license the technology. With the missing link that I felt in that selling process was you just didn't need to hire a salesman. You needed to have someone who understood the international ramifications of various products and manufacturing as well as the language capabilities.
Definitely. And so as far as the way that the company works within the sector, are alliances and joint ventures and strategic partnerships an important part of your business model?
It is. And one of the reasons is because when you look at who manufactures most of the solar cells, most of it comes from outside the United States. Many of
right.
these countries that we're talking about have marginal patent protection, to be polite. So we felt as though if we're going to access those markets, we needed to have a strong partner within those countries. For instance, in August, Andy Barron and I, Professor Barron and I, were invited by the Chinese government to go because they were very concerned that their carbon footprint was going the wrong direction. They are one of the greatest manufacturers of solar panels in the world, and they were trying to figure out ways to reduce the toxic ramifications of that production. So we went there and made the presentation to several companies that they introduced us to, and we have a huge amount of interest in several of those companies to implement our technology and do a joint venture with them. So to answer your question, that is our model in other countries, because we want to have a strong partner, one to protect the IP, and also to access internal markets.
Definitely. And so and as far as your growth here in the next 12 months, what are some of the goals and objectives that the management team has set for NatCore Technology?
Yeah, good question. We're business people, so we're revenue driven. For the first several years, NatCore has been in the research and development phase. Right now, we're in the implementation phase. For instance, at Ohio State University, what we're doing there is we are, taking and learning and growing the coatings so that these coatings then could be implemented into an actual factory or production line. Not all the production lines are the same, so we have to understand what the different growth rates are, what the different reflective indexes are. So we're actually doing that now to implement it into particular manufacturing lines. At Rice, we're comfortable that our technology and we can grow thin films in a variety of ways. We are now taking that technology and growing and trying to create quantum dots, which are the key factor in these tandem solar cells. So we are the biggest issue right now with us, we are kind of moving away from R&D and into implementation. And I think we now have enough of selling people down with our group at State Capital and our relationships in some other countries that I think we'll see the first agreements being signed relatively soon, certainly within a year.
Good. And so in terms of investors, and do you believe that your company's investment story and upside potential is completely understood and appreciated?
It's interesting because I think it is. If, like any other new company, if people find out about us and they look at the story and they read it, it's not terribly complicated. We're in a field that most people have some sense of understanding it pretty well. I think they do understand it, and I think as a result of that, we have a lot of activity in a relatively short period of time when you look at the volume in the stock and where it's priced. We're people from the stock market, so we don't have a lot of outstanding shares. We're very protective of dilution. So I think we've got the company structured right from the point of view of what the stock picture is, and from the technology, we're at the point now where you'll start seeing some results and hopefully some revenues pretty quickly.
Great. So once again, joining us today is Chuck Pravini, President and CEO of NatCore Technology. The company trades on the TSX Venture. Ticker symbol is NXT, currently trading at 36 cents a share. Now, before we conclude, Chuck, just to kind of rehash everything, what are some of the key reasons why investors should consider NatCore Technology as a good long-term investment opportunity?
Well, I think it's because when you look at you're hard-pressed to find anyone in the world who doesn't agree with the fact that we have to have some source of renewable energy. And when you look at the alternatives to that, the number one alternative has to be solar. Wind, thermal, things like that are, they're too far behind. I think they're too far behind the curve with respect to technology and mechanics. Solar energy is more technology driven than mechanical driven. So we're at the forefront of that technology wise. And when you look at our technology, and I've done a lot of looking and due diligence, I don't think we have a competitor in the areas that we've chosen to access that market first.
And great. Well, that's a very...
Well, sorry to interrupt, but I just noticed the tickers. Our stock is now at 52, not 36.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I apologize.
Could be from your interview.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. It hasn't even been posted yet. It's already up, 30%. So... Yeah, we certainly do look forward to continuing to track the company's growth and progress, as well as update our investors on your future progress. And I'd like to thank you for taking the time to join us today to update our investors.
I appreciate your interest, and I appreciate the fact that you gave me the opportunity.
Anytime.
Thank you.